Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Taiwanese Vice President Lai Ching-te garnered a decisive victory in the Democratic Islands presidential election on January 13th. The win marks an unprecedented third consecutive time that the ruling Democratic Progressive Party has been elected to govern. Lai received 40% of the vote in a three-way race. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken congratulated Lai Ching-te in a statement. "We also congratulate the Taiwan people for once again demonstrating the strength of their robust democratic system and electoral process," he said. The January 13th election was the eighth time that Taiwan chose its president through a direct election. The first time occurred in 1996 after Taiwan made a gradual transition from authoritarianism to democratic governance. The U.S. State Department and international human rights organizations give Taiwan high marks for its decades-long commitment to democracy and human rights. Secretary of State Blinken said, "The partnership between the American people and the people on Taiwan, rooted in democratic values, continues to broaden and deepen across economic, cultural, and people-to-people ties." He emphasized the commitment by the United States to maintain cross-strait peace and stability, and the peaceful resolution of differences free from coercion and pressure. Secretary Blinken added, "We look forward to working with Dr. Lai and Taiwan's leaders of all parties to advance our shared interests and values and to further our long-standing unofficial relationship, consistent with the U.S. One China policy as guided by the Taiwan Relations Act, the three joint communiques, and the six assurances. We are confident that Taiwan will continue to serve as an example for all who strive for freedom, democracy, and prosperity."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.